All right, we got like 10 minutes. So here's what I want to do. I want to talk about four people.
Okay.
Josh, I want you to decide which order.
Okay.
All right, so here are the four people. Shohei Ohtani, Jack Gaulke, Caitlin Clark, Kim Mulkey. It's kind of a poem.
Right.
It's kind of a song.
Let me answer your question with a question.
Okay.
Do you want to go most fun to least fun or least fun to most fun?
Oh. Well, if we're doing most fun, Jack Gaulke's definitely first,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll start with Jack.
Okay.
I love Jack Gaulke.
Tell us about the Jack Gaulke experience.
That's what March is all about, first of all. But that dude was not like, he was not Doug Edert, you know? He had some kind of size and length to him, and he had some kind of bleep you to him, you know, as well. Like, he was out there loosening up, you know, feeling the environment. But I got the ultimate appreciation because we're all set up during the NC State and Oakland game. And coming off of the Kentucky game, and Kentucky figured it out a little bit too late probably, but they were just, I mean, literally grabbing him. And the goal of every single offensive set that they ran was to get him the basketball. And he had to make shots coming off of curls, coming off of screens, off of the bounce, pump fakes. There was a couple times where I thought, you know, he shot faked it where he could have actually shot it if he was looking to get the shot, you know, which he was. But he was insane to shoot that many threes. And obviously there was the shot charts going around over the weekend. He's only shot 8 twos all year. It's Ethan Rogge territory. I don't know what the research was on those 8 shots and why they were eight shots, but I think like 2 or 3 of them were layups, and then a couple of them were like corner, like, ooh, his foot might have been on the line there. I don't know what happened. Probably just late shot clock stuff or late game stuff. But what an experience watching that guy exert himself, run around, and try to get the ball in his hands for 85 consecutive minutes on 2 nights. Awesome.
I mean, he was probably the player of the opening round, first round, right? Like,
I mean, them beating Kentucky was the upset of the tournament.
Definitely.
And then them playing NC State was almost the game of the tournament before it was upstaged by Creighton and Oregon. And then maybe probably upstaged last night by Texas A&M and Houston.
Yeah, you got a 1 seed going, you push to overtime. It's going to garner some attention.
Those were the March moments we got in the first weekend. For Jack Gaulke.
Jack Gaulke.
Played 4 years at Hillsdale.
It'll be the answer to a trivia question.
Before making Reed Sheppard and company just chase him around constantly for 40 minutes. He doesn't even start.
He might get John Calipari fired. Or mutual parting of ways.
I looked up during the game. I said out loud, I was sitting next to John and Rob, and I said, what's Calipari's buyout? And I looked it up, and it said $33 million. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, interesting. Wonder what they'll do about that.
Feels high.
Feels high, but not undoable.
Yeah, it's Kentucky basketball. If anyone would, they would.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, so that's guy number one.
I would say Caitlin Clark is probably the second fun, most fun.
So she kind of got jacked in the face.
Yeah.
First, let's do that part first.
We really like to make fun of Caitlin Clark on this show, but
that was pretty uncalled for.
She got punched in the face. Like, that's what that was.
That was pretty uncalled for.
Felt like there was some intent
behind that. That did not need to happen.
No.
There's no need for your elbow to be up that way.
And then later, up 20, she's doing what she does and, like, arguing every last call because she's an assassin. And everything has to go her way, rightfully so. And
she's not. That's a bad way to describe her. She's not an assassin. She is. She I mean, she wants things really. She is very emotional.
Yes.
Assassins are not emotional.
They lack
emotion.
You are correct in that. And the camera cuts to her dad, who says,
Just shut up. Shut up and play basketball.
You're up 20 on Holy Cross, a 16 seed.
Caitlin Clark's dad, handshake meme, America. Like, just play. Everybody enjoys watching you play.
Yeah.
Just play.
Just play.
That's all you got to do.
The rest will more than likely work itself out.
Yeah. You're a hero. Mm-hmm. All you have to do to be a hero is just play.
There's a 22 on the floor where you broke the scoring record.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's for you.
You're good.
Yeah, like, that's for you.
You're very good.
Yeah. So no need to do any extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ohtani?
I was going to say, yeah, that's probably the third most fun. What's going on here?
So let me get this straight.
Okay.
At first, this comes out, and they say that Shohei Ohtani helped out his translator, Ipe, by paying $4.5 million worth of gambling debts to a bookie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they thought to themselves, that was a bad idea because that's a federal crime.
Now, I didn't know that was a federal crime.
That's a federal crime. You can't pay a bookie.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I guess it doesn't matter where the money's coming from. You can't pay a bookie.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
And then they change it. And then they actually say, no, Ipe stole all of that money from Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
And Ipe gets fired. He's swept up in this. Major League Baseball is opening an investigation. Shohei is going to read a piece of paper today.
At 4:45.
I assume with no translator? He'll probably just read it in English.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
I've seen clips where, like, no, he can do this if he really has to. He chooses not to.
It turns out that Ipe is possibly just a liar about things.
Yeah, he lied on his bio for
the Angels when he worked there. Red Sox, there was some question about him ever working for the Red Sox.
And in Seoul last week, when the story was breaking, they sure seemed very chummy in the dugout. Not like, hey, you jerk, you cost me $4.5 million. It seemed very, hey, you are my friend, we are friends.
Mm-hmm. That's all up in the air. And so it basically leaves us with this question regarding Shohei Ohtani. Is Shohei Ohtani in line for a potential gambling suspension? And remember, betting on things, not the worst thing in the world. Might trigger a suspension. Betting on baseball, you're done.
Rule one.
You're done. Do not bet on baseball.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's going on here, but boy, is it intriguing.
There's so many questions to be answered.
And would Major League Baseball cover it up?
Yeah, that is another great question.
Because that probably seems like a good idea, considering Shohei Ohtani is, I'd say, good for business, Josh. Mm-hmm.
I think maybe, in a twisted sort of alternate universe, Major League Baseball should make Shohei Ohtani play for the Chicago Bulls for 2 seasons. Apropos of nothing.
Okay, Jimmy Internet, get out of here. That's pretty funny. And then we have Kim Mulkey, who...
I'm sorry, I don't use this word all the time. This broad.
She is the worst. Everyone,
the worst.
We've told you this many times before.
We knew this before this weekend.
Yes, she is the worst. And the high horse that she decided to get on this weekend was that she heard a rumor that somebody in the Washington Post was writing a story about her, and they've contacted her former players, and how they described it to Kim Mulkey was that it was going to be a hit piece on her. And then she does a press conference, I believe after an NCAA tournament game.
That is correct, Connor.
Saying, there's going to be a story coming out about me, and I'm going to sue them. and the story has not yet been published.
That is correct.
But yet I know about this story, and I do anticipate it greatly.
I didn't talk to them. I refused to talk to them,
yeah,
but will sue them. No article.
She's bad at this.
No article in the history of the newspaper industry has had more of a preview.
Yes.
And more of a tease.
Yeah. Usually the story just drops and then everybody kind of reacts to it and they say, oh, I wonder what Kim Mulkey will do about this. I wonder what her response will be.
Kim, you should know this better than anyone. Nobody reads anymore, especially you. We just read headlines on the internet, which I'm sure is what all you do.
Yeah.
And you've done the exact wrong thing when trying to counter a hit piece.
She's very bad at this.
Also, maybe make it about your players instead of you for once in your life. For one time in your life, make it about your players.
That's never going to happen.
Look at what Dawn Staley's doing and just copy that. Even if it's a bad copy, you can just copy that.
All right, so there you go. 10 minutes. We talked about four very prominent figures from the weekend.
Did it quite well.
Back with more next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.